Welcome to the Gamers Inn. All that cool stuff that I normally say at the beginning, but I don't know, my show notes is in front of me, so you would think after 3 years I'd have it memorized, but...
Why don't you have the show notes up?
What?
Why don't you have the show notes up?
Oh, do we actually have show notes for tonight?
It's just a blank sheet, but it's got all the important details, like, welcome to the Gamers Inn. Come on in, pull up a chair next to the fire. It looks like you've had a long journey. I'm your host, Jocelyn, joining me, as always, is my co-host, Ryan. Ryan says hi.
Hi, Ryan.
Now people know exactly what's in the. Anyways, now that I've got our intro out of the way, how's it going?
Pretty good. I'm feeling very festive tonight.
Merry Christmas with my lovely. Ooh.
Yes. Do you have eggnog too?
I do have eggnog. I'm gonna assume.
What are the chances?
Cheers, sir.
Cheers.
There we go.
There's a lot of rum in mine.
Well, I'm having a virgin eggnog, just so you know.
Oh, man. Now chat room is making fun of me because apparently they know the intro and I don't. I totally blanked, guys. Normally, like, I'm sure I could do it, but I just totally blanked.
Yeah.
Apologies. Anyways, it is not only our three-year anniversary special tonight, but it's also our last episode before the holidays, so.
Yes, I don't have any jingles.
I'm wearing a jingly Santa hat.
I got a dice bag. No, that's not a dice bag. That's a coin bag. I'll leave that there. I don't have any jingle jangles.
Oh, that makes me so, so sad. So, what we're going to do tonight is we're going to have people call in. We have Garrett, who sent in a video, so we're going to play that for you guys. I think, actually, maybe what we will do is play Garrett's video right off the top, because then that'll give you guys a chance to call in. So, if you would like to call in and say hi and share your TGI memories, ask us questions, talk to us about anything and everything, then you can do that by calling our TGI Skype, which is rmurphytgi.
Yes, so, actually, send a contact request. I will accept you.
Getting there.
Well, you said call first, and I'm like, you're confusing them. I've already got people calling me. No, that's not true.
Okay, so send a contact request to rmurphytgi, and we will add you into the call. So I'm just going to play a video from Garrett real quick here. And yeah, hopefully we'll have our first caller when we come back.
Hey, Jocelyn and Ryan. I had to call in and say something because right now I'm probably stuck in the latest three-hour escapade by Mr. Peter Jackson. I'm seeing The Hobbit tonight, so I'm sorry I couldn't be there to talk to you all during your three-year anniversary, but I had to call. I had to send something in and say congratulations. So congrats. I mean, it's been awesome having you guys on A-Move TV. I've laughed. I've cried. I've completely destroyed you guys at Cards Against Humanity during your extra life marathon this year. You know, what can I say? You didn't have a chance. I'm just so much better than you. But yeah, it's been a good time. So to Jocelyn, I have to say congratulations on doing a show this long with a guy who played World of Warcraft with us once, and we never saw him again. And Ryan, how you haven't slain the monster, the Halo-hating monster that is Jocelyn, is beyond me. So really, congratulations to the two of you on not just murdering each other after this song, because I know Kyle and I, oh man, there's been so many points where it's, you know, we've been just strangling each other. So seriously though, guys, it's been awesome having you on. Congratulations. Here's to three more years of video game talk with two of my favorite hosts on the internet. Have a good one, guys.
So that was our happy anniversary from Garrett message, which was super awesome. So thanks for sending that in. We have now been with A-Move TV for, oh my God, two years.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, we should have some sort of like a A-Move-iversary.
Well, I guess that would be in the new year, right? Because we started, after our first full year, we were recording live on Wednesday nights.
Which, yes, we were.
I remember because the next day I always had to put the recycling out. I always associated Gamers Inn with recycling. Now I associate Gamers Inn with the weekend. And then we were like, well, we're going to do it on A-Move in the new year. And Garrett said the only time slot they had was Friday because the last thing they want to do is condemn their social lives and not have and have a show every Friday to do. And we're like,
just
perfect.
Like, we don't have social lives. It's yeah. Like perfect.
We don't go out on Friday. We had contemplated holidays being in the way. But then we realized that we would much rather talk about video games than eat turkey.
So. Or have family time. But
well, yeah, I mean, I always bring a Game Boy to those things anyway, so it kind of works out.
So we have our first caller joining us. He has been kind of went from fan to patron to game night, our favorite Carito.
Oh, right. Carito the Dorito.
To game night regular to friend, and he has filled in a few times when I am unable to be here because that's happened a couple times. Mm-hmm. So basically, thank you so much for calling in. It is Josh of Any Key Gaming. Go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good. First of all, congratulations on 3 years.
Thank you. It doesn't feel like 3 years yet, kind of.
Hopefully it doesn't feel longer, right? Like, that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, I think this is actually technically the longest relationship I've ever been in.
Hey, video games have a wonderful thing that, you know, it's just... We both hate Zelda so much, and that's where we connect, right?
We really bonded, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, no, that's not right.
Wait, what? We hate Zelda on this show?
Yeah. Well, as far as I...
Right now.
I mean, that was part of the signing bonus. Like, as long as you hate Zelda, I will... let's do it. No. We love Zelda. We love Skyrim. But yeah, this isn't about us. This is about Josh. Josh, the fantastic...
This is not about me.
No, it's not. But I want it to be. Like, part of the reason we said, like, you know, it's so old hat to just sit here and discuss history when most of the people listening are like, yeah, history. We listen to those episodes. We kind of know. Siri, no, I'm not talking to you. Jeez. But seriously, it's so much better to hear from the fans. So Josh,
yes,
Gamers right. In, yes. What drew you to wanting to play with us buffoons? Like, we play Smite more than we play anything else together. What's with that?
Well, the first game I played with you guys was Diablo 3.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it was back in April. I'm like, compared to 3 years, I'm relatively new to following you guys.
It's true.
I think I followed the usual train of the instance, then followed Dills over to TAC, to follow Jocelyn over to Gamers Inn. And, you know, not to kiss
I love
any
that that's
butts.
The usual train now.
There's several trains that make it into Gamers Inn Station, but that's a popular one.
It is a popular one, and humbling.
Yeah, I departed from this train station onto Zombie Ate My Podcast, so
yeah, we talk about
all around fun times.
It's a big communal train station, just trains just whipping around in circles. It's kind of awesome, but
fantastic.
People are wondering, Ryan, you sure that's a virgin eggnog? Yes, it is.
Why?
Yeah, that was back when Diablo released. Was it Reapers of Souls this year? It feels like years ago.
It was this year.
Wow. Okay.
It was this year.
Yeah, probably a good conversation to have considering we're doing Game of the Year coming up.
Next week, yeah. Or not next week, the week after.
Yeah, we'll have some time.
Next week is like actual Christmas.
It is festive and all that fun business. I have the gel. I have some games to catch up on. Not Diablo, but I think we played that pretty a lot.
I played that into the ground.
Yeah, I'm with you there. After our sort of fall in love with Reaper of Souls and Loot 2.0. It was awesome, but then we quickly jumped out. But I think Smite's really where the true attention has been given. And Josh, you'd kind of jumped in full force with Smite.
Yes, it was League of Legends is my first MOBA, mm-hmm. but I only played that casually with friends. And I was like, third person MOBA, I'll give it a try. I'm huge on lore. With the pantheons and stuff, so perfect fit.
That's really what drew me into Smite, was just all of the mythology, because I was such a huge history myth kind of legend nerd in high school, and I actually did 2 years at university in history before I switched over to science, because science is so much better than art. But I went into Smite, and when you instantly recognize at least half the characters, it's just so much more relatable than like, okay, this is like some random wizard caster class with a name that I can't pronounce that I don't really, you know, identify with at all, versus being like Zeus and Hades and, you know, just all of these gods that you grew up with knowing through Greek mythology. So That's really what drew me into Smite. What about you, Ryan? What was it, just like us bugging you to play, or you know, like what drew you in?
I don't think that's the case. I mean, a lot of people have bugged me to play a lot of games, including World of Warcraft.
Like Warcraft,
as Garrett kind of alluded to in his little video there. I am coming back to WoW, as hinted in my holiday game sessions. But, you know, it wouldn't, if the game didn't have some sort of attraction, like, I wouldn't be playing it as much as I am, even with you guys playing it, because there's plenty of history out there, like, where games that you guys are playing pretty religiously that I just, don't really pick up on it. But no, Smite for me is just, it's the community, the jump in, jump out, like, one game can be 20 minutes, or we can play for 8 hours, as we did one night for charity.
More than one. I was gonna say more than one night. I still play.
Well, you guys
on the odd occasion.
Don't loop me into that. Like sometimes you guys will play way later, and I'm like, guys, I got work in the morning. It's like 1 a.m. I know, dick move. Eastern Coast guy leaving when Atlantic Coast is still going strong, but I got work in 5 hours, and then I find out later on that, oh yeah, Jocelyn and Josh played till like 6 in the morning. It's like, well, that's gotta suck for them. They work. It's like, well, Josh has the date next day off. Yeah. I could log in and get my my new consecutive win, and you guys are still going. Now the heroes are really cool. I love what they do with the skins, which sounds creepy.
So creepy.
A little.
And but also such a money sink. Oh my god.
Yeah, someone, Jimmy the Shovel, who I'm sure will be in here in a bit, he had mentioned, I can't get that sweet Thanatos skin because it's like over $100. And I'm like, what? Yeah.
Oh man, don't say that.
To buy all those. Yeah, no, he did the math. And I'm like, ugh. So I went to PayPal and I searched PlaySpan, which is the service that you buy gems from. And it's like, I don't want to total. That's a lot of $40 charges there. I'm just going to close that, sign out, and delete password. It's been an interesting experience. I don't think I've ever put money into a free-to-play game like I have with Smite.
Oh my god, no. Never. Yeah. Oh, that's a lie.
Well, Hearthstone, that's
no, true. No. I've definitely put more money into Smite than I put into Hearthstone, but when I was in university.
Oh god.
And then college, I used to play a Facebook game called Pack Rat, and it was like it was a collectible card game, but there was no actual game to it. It was just like they had art, they put it on cards. You had to like it started off as just a totally free to play, and you would just like go through your friends' packs and flip over all the cards, and then it would spit out gold randomly every once in a while. You use the gold to buy more cards, and it just went on and on like that. There's different recipes you could use to make the different cards. I know it sounds lame, but I used to literally spend like hours and hours and hours like clicking through all my Facebook friends' packs looking for gold. So bad.
That is
And then eventually they went to a kind of premium currency kind of a thing, and so obviously I spent way too much money on that. Then they went to subscriptions plus the premium currency thing, and when they did that, I was paying like $10 a month for this Facebook game plus like I don't even know how much currency I was buying. It was bad. It's really bad.
That's
I had to walk away.
Yeah.
But that's the game I've spent the most money on ever in my life is Pack Rat. And that's actually how I met John, who has been on the show two or three times now to talk about Zelda.
He's the guy who hates Zelda.
He's Icon Master. He used to do the art for the game, and I was playing the game and in the forums so often. And he was like, oh, hey, new friend.
I think he was one of our first guests. Now,
I think he was on episode 15. So, yeah, I don't remember anyone else.
We had Paul Swickard on pretty quickly.
Oh, Swickard.
Yeah.
Not for missing you.
We weren't forgetting you, Swickard. It was a long time ago. He probably doesn't even remember. We were talking about a little game called SWTOR online. Yeah. But, and he might pop in later on today to give us, he's going to tell us if he's still playing. I think it's safe to say that, you know, John might have to pop back in when we get our Wii U Zelda fix, right? Like, yes. That's probably something to put out there, John, if you're listening. And then he can come back on and say how much he hates Zelda again.
So, Josh, you were mentioning that you just kind of found the show back in probably, you know, spring, call it. Did you actually go back and listen to all of the, it would have been, you know, about 100 episodes?
Great question.
I listened to the first couple of them.
Oh, God.
Why would you do that?
I think I mentioned to you guys about bringing back those little fun things you did to segue.
Oh, yeah, the little segment bumper things that were all kind of medieval in-themed.
I think we used those twice, didn't we not?
I think it was two episodes, and then we went, nope, this is not working.
Oh, come on.
There's a couple things we changed, you know, like that's the whole point of a podcast is to start with a bunch of ideas, see what sticks on the wall, and then...
Those didn't stick.
When stuff falls off the wall, you don't pick it up. You shove it under the carpet. You don't talk about it again.
Yeah, that shit hit the floor. Yeah, none of that.
I will pick it up, bring you guys some glue if you need it.
Well, it's going to need more than glue. It might need a professional audio, because I think we just threw together sound clips, right?
I don't even think we had sound clips at that point. I think we just were introducing the segments as I can't even remember
Oh,
think,
God,
was
yeah.
it the news segment, something about a bard or something?
Well, it's
or...
a good thing we have Google Docs. Let's go back.
No.
Episode one, doc, loading it up now. Let's see what we call these segments as Google Docs tries to load these up. We got news. Don't kill the messenger.
Right. Okay.
Okay. A courier has just arrived bringing us tidings of far-off lands. Stop me when you've heard this before.
Nope.
What we're
Hopefully
playing.
No one has heard that before. Yeah. Hopefully that was episode one and nobody has ever gone back to listen to all of
it's, them. It's funny, all the comments here are, keep news, no name or intro line. News was called Don't Kill the Messenger. A courier has just arrived bringing us tidings. Oh, I already read that.
Yeah, you did.
Burning the Midnight Oil. Yeah, this is...
What was Burning the Midnight Oil? Was that what we were playing?
Yeah, because... And the first three games we played on the first episode were... Do you want to take a guess?
Skyrim?
Yep.
Skyward Sword?
Yep.
SWTOR?
No.
Oh.
Although it says here, Super Mario 3D Land, there's a big long comment... It's weird. We had a lot of writing in our docs, but one stands out here. It says, where'd it go? I scrolled away from it. It was golden. Oh, Ryan is a whore. Yeah. So I don't know who wrote that, but it certainly wasn't me. Never go back and listen to episode one. But see, that's, we always say that, and people need to. I this is a video game podcast. There's no continuity. What we're playing in episode one certainly doesn't affect what we're playing in episode 149. So, yeah.
It's good to see the evolution of the show.
Oh, well, as long as you only listen to episode one and then continue onwards from episode 149, you're fine. But if you... I've had people tell me...
Then you'll just be wow, they're so pro now.
Yeah.
Except when Jocelyn totally forgets the intro from her three-year podcast.
Or leaves her mic muted at the start of the show.
Oh, yeah, that happened last week.
It's fine. It's Friday. It's late.
Super pro.
No, we do this for fun. We're certainly not pro. If we were pro, I'd have some weird fuzzy thing over my mic, which I don't.
So. I got one.
See? Josh has one.
Josh is pro.
His headphones glow, so...
It's not glowing, change color?
It's just green. Well, no, they're just green.
Green is glowing, by definition.
Xbox One headset.
Oh, let's not go too far.
Come on.
Cool. Yeah, that's really interesting. Huh? Chat room's being weird.
So I don't know. Do you have any other favorite TGI moments, Josh?
Is there anything you want to get off your chest?
Yeah.
Because you have the air.
I'm joining a different Smite team.
Oh, no.
I'm not joining a different Smite team.
Who will tell us what our gods do?
We don't even have a Smite team.
Well, we do. We have A-Move. Everyone
totally
thinks we're...
have a Smite team.
We have a clan. We have a clan.
Everyone thinks we're so pro. Oh, A-Move. Because sometimes we'll play with four people all with the same clan tag. And then they'll get on our team. It's like, oh, yeah. I'm on, a four-player clan. This is great. Yeah. Joke's on them.
Most of us are drunk. It's 3 a.m. in the
morning.
How
do I move again?
Yeah.
Firing off ultimates because I've been playing too much WoW and clicking to move instead of...
What does 2 do again? Josh, what does my 2 do?
Josh and Jimmy are taking turns on who gets to run in alone first.
Yep.
Jimmy, no!
YOLO!
Yeah, YOLO, hashtag worth, all that fun business.
Oh man, I miss our smite streams. We should just start smiting right now.
We should start.
Played last night, streamed last night, but still.
Show first, concentrate.
Yeah, well, get through it. Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. I've added someone else to the call here, Eric. Don't know if you can
hear
me. Hey, there's Eric.
Hey guys, I don't know how I sound because my family is being noisy upstairs. So I ran downstairs and I'm calling on my phone.
So help me, I'm trapped in the basement. The kids are going to find me any second.
I'm down in the dungeon.
Should we send help?
Send help. Help me.
Someone quick. Save him from the kids.
I just wanted to call and say congratulations, guys. 3 years is pretty awesome. I don't know how long ago this was, but I've discovered the Gamers Inn via a little business card that I was given in the Nerdtacular swag bag.
Wow.
It wasn't up at Snowbird, it was before that.
Mm-hmm. It was 2012 when we were still in the conference center in downtown Utah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first year that I went, and Ryan didn't come till the following year, but...
Yeah, Dave...
I was like, what's all this?
That's awesome.
So because I checked it out, and I was like, hey, these guys have a good chemistry, and they like video games, and I like video games. I think I'll keep listening.
And have you been listening all the way since 2012?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Awesome.
I'm old school, you know?
Old school. He does it proper. He doesn't go back and listen to episode one. He starts in 2012, like...
That's right.
When it got good. No, that was an awesome opportunity that... Dave Michael gave us for the 2012 Nerdtacular. We put a bunch of basically like an advert in the swag bag, and we're like, we don't know what this will do. It's like, and it was like the Gamers Inn logo, and it had some information on it. So that was really cool that they did that.
I have some. I should have some somewhere.
What is it? 2012? Wait. Oh, he probably didn't give it to me because that really wouldn't make much sense. I have a 2012 bag right here. I'm not gonna pour through it, but.
Now I wonder if I still have. I probably still have all that Nerdtacular stuff in a box somewhere.
I still have all of my Nerdtacular swag.
You know, he probably didn't put it in these ones. Probably only put it in the exhibit ones. Anyways, I'm not gonna go through that. I remember seeing it though. Someone had taken a picture and sent it to us. Mm-hmm. But no, that's really cool. That's really cool.
I was thinking, since you guys have talked about Smite so much, I'm thinking now that I'm gonna have a little more time. Over the next few weeks with the holidays and all, I might finally give it a shot.
Oh.
It sounds cool.
It's a lot of fun.
I too.
I was worried you were going to say I'm going to unsubscribe, but I'm glad that you went a completely different direction.
You guys have pushed me too far.
No, Smite is a really fun game, and it's I think we mentioned it before, it's really good for new users because it, especially in assault mode, it gets you introduced to all the heroes one by one, but it's auto leveling. This is across all modes, but this is what I love. Auto level and auto buy. Mm. Two of the worst things about a MOBA is like, do I level up my one or my four? Do I buy beads of attrition or do I beads of escape? Which they look the same, but
beads of attrition.
I don't know. They do two different things. It's one's green, one's red. The blue beads just make your head explode. It's just so much easier. You can just focus on killing people as opposed to worrying about economy. And I know people are screaming. The pros hate us. It's so much fun. But the people who play like hardcore are like, no, you got to turn auto buy off. You got to get your salvation. And
but see, we're learning those things though, and that's why it's so nice to play with the group that we have in the A-Move clan because like. Nobody gets mad at anybody. It's just like, oh, Jocelyn's too drunk to Nuwa. Oh well.
Just mash
running
four.
Running into walls now.
Nope, she's AFK. What? Oh, no, it's a lot of fun, and most people should know that we play every Thursday at 8. Pretty much every Thursday at 8, because when it comes to game night, we do a patron vote, and most of the patrons are like, I don't know, you got the new COD? It's like. Not really. Okay, Smite. And then we play Smite. which is fine, because everyone seems to enjoy how terrible we are at Smite. But it's a lot of fun, and there's always an open slot, usually. So you should join us 1 week.
I would like to. I'm going to give it a shot. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a PC or a Mac?
I have a Mac, but it has a PC partition.
Ooh. Oh, perfect. Because I was going to say, I'm, I think Skype.
Skype runs on a Mac.
It's Windows only, I think.
Yeah, it is Windows only.
That's all right. I can deal.
But it's
soon to be Xbox One.
Which nobody else has.
Yeah, Eric and I are Wii U people, so.
Yes. And thank you, Ryan, for always sticking up for Nintendo. You're my brother in Nintendo, and I always appreciate it.
You know what? We're going to wear her down, Eric.
I want Nintendo to be good so bad.
That's the thing, is that...
just stop doing hardware. Just make games and let me play them on Xbox. And
then we're not going to
be the happiest gamer of life.
You want them to be broke and then be okay. You know, what I want is them to be great. Right now, they're good. For them to be great is to have a solid console with the solid games they're already putting out. I will admit... the Wii U has issues, mainly people not buying it. That's the main issue right now. Yeah. You know, Nintendo's
pretty big issue.
It is a big issue, and in order
it's
to fix
it,
Nintendo has to make details. some decisions that they're not comfortable making. The unfortunate part is that they're still making money. Those bastards. You know, like if they just stopped making money, then maybe they'd give everybody what they want. I don't know.
We need to boycott Nintendo.
Well, you're obviously doing a fantastic job. No. Certainly don't buy something because like you feel bad. I buy a Wii U because I really enjoy their games and I'm having a blast with it. No regrets whatsoever. The first 8 months of the system, yeah, plenty of regrets. I even wrote a blog post about it. Like, that's how much
you know it's serious when Ryan sits down and writes a blog post.
Writes more than 140 characters. But now with Hyrule Warriors, Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, Bayonetta 1 and 2, like, it's just, it's a fantastic platform. But it's no Xbox One with that Halo Master Chief collection. Am I right, Josh?
Don't have it yet.
Oh, well. What about that Assassin's Creed Unity? Exclusive to Xbox One, if you believe Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hate console bullshit slinging. You know, just play what you like.
Now
you're making too
more.
Much sense.
Exactly. Then this is an internet show. We're supposed to hate everything. Come on.
Hey, I'm going to run because I got. I hear screaming upstairs.
Oh, no.
That's not good. They must be playing Smite.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Eric.
Yeah, keep up the good stuff. I love it. You guys are great. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Farewell.
That was
he's
awesome.
One of the nicest guys ever.
Oh, he's so nice. He didn't give a shout out, but I know where you can find his stuff. You can find him on Twitter at Eric Mahler. That's M-A-H-L-E-R. And subscribe to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. Even if you don't have kids or don't plan on having kids, that podcast is an interesting look into what it's like to have kids and be busy with kids and to still
and
play
kids.
It's interesting. He talks a lot about a lot of different things. I subscribe to it. It's good.
That sounded like confession time from Ryan.
It's not. I stand by my recommendation. It's a really good show. And to do a podcast every day, oh, man, that takes
commitment. Yeah, daily podcasting would be... Although, I mean, most daily podcasts are shorter than what we do. We're usually at an hour and a half, and I could not do an hour and a half every day with you, Ryan. I would... strangle you from here somehow.
Well, what would we talk about?
Crazy mental force powers.
You know, like, that's true. If Garrett really did want us to kill each other, we should start a daily Gamers In. Like, but then what would you talk about? What'd you play last night? Wow. What'd you play last night? Some kind of Nintendo game. Oh, okay. Tune in next week when Jocelyn plays WoW and Ryan plays a Nintendo game. Back to you.
That's what the show is already pretty much like, although I'm trying to be better.
No.
My fault. It's Warlord's fault.
It is. I've said this many times, and I'm sure Josh agrees. Like, this show is about Jocelyn and Ryan's gaming obsessions. It's not about what's trendy in the trend machine. Let's check the trend machine, everybody. Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely not Captain Toad's treasure tracker or... Warlord's Draenor a month after release. It's something else. It's what's popular right now, guys? Help me. I am bread. Everyone's bread. I don't understand it. Well, that's back to you. You know, it's not what the show's about. Like, you want that? You go to GameScoop or I don't know, IGN or some NPR shit. But if you want our opinions, you have to come to the Gamers Inn. I think that's the big difference. I'm sure everybody agrees.
That's true. And you can't find our opinions anywhere else.
Well, you could follow us on Twitter.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Or you could listen to The Angry Chicken, where Jocelyn talks about that other game.
That we don't mention here.
We can mention it once. Hearthstone.
Hearthstone.
There.
Ooh, I'm telling.
You just can't say it again.
No. It gets one mention. That's it. Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, no, Warlords of Draenor is awesome, and we don't get people writing into the show saying don't talk about Warlords of Draenor anymore, so I don't know why Jocelyn feels like she has to go outside of her bubble.
You know what it was? It was the Game of the Year episode last year, because I went back through all of our show notes to figure out what I'd been playing and, you know, what I could nominate for my Game of the Year choices, because we don't ever nominate anything that we haven't touched, because that's not fair.
It's not what the show's about.
Exactly. So I was going back and I was looking through all the show notes, and every single week it was like Warcraft, 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 Warcraft. And it was like, you know, little bullet points of the new stuff that I was doing in Warcraft because I was new to the game. But at the same time, I was just like,
what did you pick last year?
Last year was StarCraft II, Heart of the Swarm.
That was a solid pick.
Yeah. You can go back and listen to that Game of the Year episode if you want, but short version, super fun game and amazing story. Mm-hmm. And so, yes. You know, like, it really combined for me both sides of what gaming should be. Really, really fun, cool mechanics with a really compelling story. And those cinematics, man, I cried at the end. Yeah. Like, man, oh man, that was some hard-hitting crap. And I can't wait for Legacy of the Void. I was like goosebumps at friggin' BlizzCon this year when they showed that trailer. So
yeah, I think that StarCraft is a solid pick no matter what. Like, that's an easy one to say, like, this is a solid game. And when you look at 2013, it was just a year of not many great games, because you're looking at the end of a console cycle, right? Yeah. So it's a solid pick. I don't even remember what I picked, and I bet you I'm trying to find
it. I feel like it was Walking Dead. Was that last year or the year before?
That might have been.
You picked Walking Dead at some point, and I wanted to reach to the internet and smack you.
That what? But
yeah, okay. I think.
Come on, now. That was not last year, was it?
Yeah, I think it was last year.
Last year would have been. I stand by my choice of Walking Dead, because I feel like the first season of Walking Dead was something truly unique that I had played. To me, like, it was my game of the year. Like, just because I pick it as game of the year, this isn't, again, it's not like IGN, it's not like Giant Bomb, where when they pick a game of the year,
oh, it was 2 years ago,
they deliberate it. You know, they constantly talk about it. Like, it's just my opinion. You don't have to go out and play it. Is StarCraft II the better game? If you're into RTSs, probably. You know, if you're into stories with characters that don't move like robots, even though some of them are robots. Actually, the robots in StarCraft II move much better than the robots in Walking Dead.
That's true.
Yeah. But I don't. It's not listed here. I'm sure I picked...
Well, and I think that was another reason that I picked StarCraft II, was because you don't necessarily need to be into the crazy big esports world to appreciate StarCraft II, because the single-player campaign was so good. Like, anyone can jump into that, and you can change the difficulty settings, and it's just the mechanics are fun, the story is great, and everyone should experience the story. But there's also this huge esports following, and, I mean, God, the StarCraft stage at BlizzCon was insane! Those guys are like freaking rock stars. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that was pretty much a no-brainer pick for me last year. But
yeah,
this year is going to be a lot tougher. I have a lot of things that I've played, but also a lot of things that I've missed out on. And Steam is reminding me almost constantly through both email, and I've noticed notifications from the Steam app on my phone saying, something on your wish list is for sale. Something on your wish list is for sale. I'm like, God damn it, Steam, stop.
It's... According to our records, you still have money. We would like to take that, please.
Well, how do you know that, Steam? Walk away. None of your business.
You connected your PayPal. You lose. No, Steam's been actually really good to, at least in the emails, to make a list of all the games on your wish list that are currently on the daily deal. Mm. So at least they're giving you the the full...
I feel like I need to go check now. It's giving me actual anxiety that I'm going to miss a flash sale or something.
No, actually, this year, they've kind of spread the sales out. Like, the changes aren't happening as much as they normally do. They're every 24 hours, basically, which is interesting, to say the least. Usually it's like every 9 hours they switch some of the deals. So... You're both checking Steam right now, aren't you?
Yes. Fable Anniversary. And then, so this is my other problem, is I start clicking on these things. And I'm like, oh my God, 50% off Fable Anniversary is already in your Steam library. Okay, moving on.
What's AKA next? Play that damn game. No, Link Between Worlds was last year. That was a solid game. It's almost like we're discussing, what was our 2013 game of the year? Yeah, it was. It wasn't this year.
Oh, I thought that was this year.
No, what was it last year? Last November. Link Between Worlds, the Zelda game.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
No, some heavy hitters were Tomb Raider, definitely The Last of Us. That was my game of the year. That was a solid pick. That game's fantastic. That game made me cry. StarCraft did not.
Oh, man. You have no soul. Oh, really?
Well, my soul kind of like wasn't there. No, StarCraft 2 was fantastic. There was some
I'm buying Batman's.
You're buying Batman right now? don't preload it. We're doing a show.
Why is her video lagging? Just... Is she downloading something?
Oh, okay. No. While you're purchasing Batman Origins, let's say.
Yes. Yeah.
Good. Solid game. Definitely pick that one up.
Also, there's something with a big shark. I've never heard of this game ever. It's called Depth, but it's 40% off, and I feel like I should buy it because sharks.
It's a multiplayer game where you play as divers. It's like Payday, but you're underwater and sharks kill you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't want to get killed by sharks. I want to swim with sharks. Maybe you get to be a shark myself and use my shark teeth to kill other people. Arc.
Is that
not the game for me then?
Maybe. I don't know. Is there a 4-pack? We can all be sharks. We got a couple people chiming in the chat room. And again, guys, if you do want to call in, definitely add me as a contact, rmurphytgi, and we'll get you in here. I'm not trying to kick you out, Josh. You're doing fantastic.
Do you need me to drop?
No, you're fine. You're fine. We got in the chat room Nimbit Man saying the fastest are 12-hour for the Flash. Man, if the Flash is moving 12-hour every 12 hours, that guy really needs to pick it up. But Nuckyig says, what do you guys think are the best games of 2014 to get for Christmas gifts?
GG. Come on, dude.
You know what? He's going to be Nuckig now. You just made him Nuckig. That actually sounds like a bad word to say it like that. Nucky GG, what do we think of his question? What are the best 2014 games to get for Christmas gifts?
To be honest, it all depends on what kind of games you like.
And what kind of consoles you have, and what platforms you have. So I guess this sort of gets into game of the year territory, but I think that if you're looking for great Christmas gifts in terms of multi-platform,
the stream just died.
Did it? Is Jocelyn still on the call? No, she is disconnected. I wonder why she went quiet. I thought she was just buying.
Oh, she's back.
You're right.
I took the stream down for a second. I don't know what happened. I wasn't doing anything. I promise.
Ryan told her not to download Batman. What are you doing?
No, it's back down again.
I took the stream off air because I was trying to figure out what's going on.
Oh, did something happen?
Okay, so Battle.net's not doing anything. I exited out of Steam, so hopefully. Okay, I'm going to take us back. Okay, let's try this again. And we're back, baby?
And that's why hopefully you don't swim hashtag with sharks.
Yellow.
All right, it's coming. No, maybe. It's trying.
No, Josh, you don't have to leave. Kills the stream.
I would have left.
No, the show's not over. We've had two guests. This is supposed to be the guest extravaganza.
I know. I think we fixed it now. I blame I blame Steam.
Batman.
I thought I had it set to do not update, but apparently Marvel Heroes was just like, screw you guys, I'm updating.
Nobody likes
still that game.
I don't know.
The game was not very fun.
No, it was not.
I didn't enjoy it. I'm sorry, people who really enjoy that game, but...
Well, and that's kind of why I keep going back to Warcraft, is I just have so many friends in there, I have so much fun, and these other games, so far, nothing has really pulled me in that way, other than, well, obviously Hearthstone, but, I mean, oh no, that's number two! Oh, we've mentioned it twice.
Now we have to.
I don't even know what happens. That's how scared I am right now. It's like when someone...
Well, it's like when you say it three times, the innkeeper comes out of your computer and murders you horribly. It's like, well, Bloody Mary, but...
Let's just say that's not the first video...
I almost said the H word.
That's not the first video message Garrett just sent us. Say it three times. That's a bad Garrett impression.
That's terrible.
Not like Garrett at all. I don't even know why
we're... supposed to be a Garrett impression.
It wasn't until...
All right, so Nucky's question.
Yeah, Nucky's question. So Jocelyn says, buy all the Warlords or Hearthstone gift packs. But, like, I think that's actually solid. Like, if you're really into Hearthstone, if you're really into Smite, why stray from the teat? You know, like, just stay where it's nice and comfy. Sorry, I grew up on a farm, guys. But,
oh my god.
Yeah, I know.
Are you sure that's a virgin eggnog, man?
No, it's not. Yes, it is. Actually, now I'm drinking water. But anyways, why go to another game that you might not enjoy? It's definitely just keep supporting your obsession. You know, getting Hearthstone packs, Smite gems, Steam credit. But that's kind of boring. But I think if you want, like, multi-platform sort of, like, next-gen titles... Dragon Age is a solid purchase across all platforms.
Say. Dragon Age, absolutely. Was, I haven't even played it yet, but even I on would go on gen. Steam and see what else I can think of, but then I would crash the stream again.
Yeah, don't do that. Dragon Age is a solid purchase. It works well across all systems. Val, friend of the show, who wrote a fantastic email that we're going to read at the end here, but...
are we? I didn't see that.
Yeah, I collected that. I put it in the docs. I could read it later. She is playing on the 360 and is enjoying it. It's doesn't look as good, but that's a solid purchase. If you are by chance on a Nintendo system, Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
3DS or Wii U, solid purchase. I don't know. Josh, what do you think? I already stole the best one.
Well, I mean, if you're old enough, GTA 5 is definitely a fun one. And they just did a updated graphic release. So,
ooh, yeah.
It's always a guilty pleasure kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so you mentioned Smash Brothers, mm-hmm. Dragon Age, Shadows of Mordor.
Oh, yeah. It's
an excellent game.
Oh, yeah.
That's on my Christmas list. I'm waiting for
it. I already have it, but I haven't played it nearly enough, obviously. I think I played for about an hour, and that's kind of my problem, is I've played Shadows of Mordor, there was another one, I played Call of Duty, and I play all of these things for 2-ish hours, I get a feel for the game, I enjoy it, and then I go, I need to go check my garrison, I need to go build a deck. So, you know, it just, nothing this year has really grabbed me away from the awesome that is WoW, especially since the Warlords expansion dropped, so.
Dragon Age.
Yeah.
That's what Ryan keeps saying.
I don't know, like, I think that for me, WoW hasn't, we've talked about this many times, but WoW has never grabbed me in the way it's grabbed me, like, 5 years ago, like, when I was playing religiously, and I don't think it'll ever get back to that point. I was saying, we had a raid meeting, and I was thinking, like, yeah, I really dug the once a week scheduled 2-hour raid. I thought I would never say that, but I really enjoyed it because it's like I only have to play WoW for 2 hours a week and then I can go out and play other stuff.
What is this language? I only have to play WoW?
I know, but
get out.
That's the thing, is like I really do not enjoy WoW more than the prescribed time. Like I enjoy the story and I want to get back to it, but it's just not as advanced as some of the games out there that we could be playing. I'm not, you know, trying to downplay.
I would boot Ryan from the call, but he's actually hosting it right now. So if I do that, then...
See, but that's a poor argument. I mean, I'm going to stop you right there. That's a very poor argument. Like, Dragon Age is a fantastic title. I'm not... Josh is a new TGI co-host. You know what? If Jocelyn and I agreed on everything, this would be a boring show.
And, you know, we've talked about that a lot over the years because, I mean... We've managed over the past 3 years to not get too heated. We're usually pretty good with each other. We don't really, you know, jump down each other's throats or cut each other off or, you know, have actual screaming matches. You know, none of that. We're very polite. We listen to each other's opinions, even when they're totally, completely wrong, Ryan. But
that is your opinion. I accept that. And I am going to delete Hearthstone. No, I'm just joking. I really do enjoy Hearthstone.
Oh, third time.
Shots fired. No. But that's the thing, is that I really enjoy the time I spend with most of the games that you seriously play. Like, wow, I really do enjoy it. I just find that I really can't devote more time, as much time as some people do. And yes, of course, we're both polite because we're from Canada. But I think that really makes the show interesting, is that, like, not only are we very different gamers, but we're also understanding gamers. You know, I think that we can see eye to eye without having to be, like, playing the same thing every week. Now, is it awesome when we do meet up in the middle and say, hey, let's play Wolf Among Us for, you know, that was a fantastic
thing. You know, and that was this year too, wasn't it?
It was this year. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's another good one to add to the list.
Yeah, that, for me, is the best Telltale title so far, is Wolf Among Us. The other ones really haven't come close.
I would agree with you. Wolf Among Us is definitely... See? We agreed. Wolf Among Us is definitely the best Telltale game out there. Like, they took Walking Dead and what made Walking Dead great, got rid of like a lot of the bad action bits and the kind of subpar story bits, and just created something awesome, you know? And then they took all those lessons and put them in a file, never to be read again, and made Game of Thrones. And that brings us to today.
And so we have a caller now. Nightvale, are you there?
I am here.
Fantastic. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for being a fan. So do you have questions, comments? Are you a TGI place?
You know, I think favorite TGI memory would be you telling us. Uh-oh. Telling us all about your solo dungeon runs back when you were first doing WoW.
Okay, I'm trying to remember back that far now.
It's a long time ago. Long time ago.
When I was going back and, like, soloing old content?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which is something I've done a little bit of, but not very much.
Oh, man, yeah. And it makes me... I've seen a whole bunch of people that are doing that now in Warlords. I guess they've gone through, gotten to level 100, whatever. And are now going back and soloing raids from Kata. And even in some cases, not necessarily raids, but soloing dungeons and things in Mists. And I'm just like, oh, man, I need to go back and get that. I see all these achievements popping up. And I have the achievements turned on in Guild Chat, which is the spammiest spam of spam.
Yeah, it's like yellow wall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In a guild of, I think we're somewhere in and around the 7,000 people mark.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
7,000 now. Actual,
I think,
people.
So.
It's like 8,000 or 9,000 tunes.
Yes. So when you have all of those people playing and it's all popping up in our guild chat because we have an add-on that brings all the co-guilds together, it's like literally someone will say a comment and then it's like achievement, 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 comment, achievement, 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 comment. But I like it because I can click on them and be like, oh, I don't recognize that, or that's a really funny reference to, you know, some pop culture thing. And I can click on it, see what they did, and then be like, oh, I don't have that. I should go do that. And it gives me a really cool idea of what people are spending their time doing in Warcraft. It's super spammy. But there's been a lot there's been a lot of people going back and doing a lot of classic content in the last, I feel like the last week or so, it's really kicked up. So I need to go and switch over and do that.
Are people already at the point where they're like, they've run out of content and they're like, well, let's go run some old content?
There's definitely people that are at that point. I'm not at that point, but some people are.
Me either. I'm still trying to get through the grand. About halfway through.
See?
And I've got to... Yeah, you know, it's
I'm not the only person.
To do. I'm slow anyway. It took me a year to get to max level. So.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's about how long it took me, I think.
I've been given a month, unfortunately, by by Jocelyn.
But you're starting at 90. If you can't do 10 levels in a month, I'm kicking you from the raid team.
Well,
I'm in the same boat, Ryan.
That's understandable. And you know what? I'm
you too, Josh. You're both on notice.
I want
to raid, damn it.
I may have gone off the rails a little bit just to see how far I could push Jocelyn. Evidently, I came close to, I would kick you from the call if you weren't hosting it. So, job well done. But I'm really enjoying the story of Warlords of Draenor.
Wait till you get to the end.
Exactly. And it's just like Dragon Age in terms of its story. Like, I'm, you know, walling around doing side quests. It's like, oh, really? I guess I'll, like, close this rift or I'll kill this rabbit 10 times. And it's like, okay, great. And you don't know what game I'm describing. I could be describing either of them, except one looks a little better than the other. But the music is better in World of Warcraft. I will say that. But then you get to this big story moments, and that's when you really realize that, oh, of course there's going to be padding. It's like a giant open world game. And when you get to that moment in World of Warcraft or Dragon Age, when there's this big story climactic clash and you're like, oh man, that's epic. I can't wait to see what the next one's going to be. So you dump another 24 hours into it and you see where it goes. And again, you don't know what game I'm describing. Yeah. It's both, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm really enjoying where I'm going to get back into WoW. I already said once I have enough free time on my hands that I can, like, all right, I've got my coffee or my eggnog. Let's you know, get out of the garrison. You know, manage it. Make sure it's good to go. And then leave. Don't just log out. Go do something else.
Are you still logging into your garrison every day?
I was for a good solid couple weeks. And then I saw PayPal charge me again. I'm like, all right, I should play that game. I have a lot of fun.
Oh man, you really, really should. I know when I hit max level, so when I hit level 100, I was questing through Nagrand, and I did, well, actually, I hit level 100 after I hit the final cinematic, but when the cinematic came up, I was in a Skype call with a couple people that I PvP with fairly consistently, and they were just talking, and I'm questing, and I'm like, oh no, I'm getting a cinematic. I'm like, guys, shut up. And then they kept talking, and then I'm watching, and then as it's, like, happening, I'm like, guys, no, guys, shut up, quiet, like, don't make me get out of the Skype call, shut up.
And did you risk the alt tab?
Yeah, really. And they were just like, why, what's going on? I'm like, final cinematic, and they were like, oh, silence. And it was just like, I was just like, what?
Like, oh, really?
Oh, dude.
Like, there's this moment that makes you go, what, really, what, at the end of... Yes. And I'm being serious, yes, guys, yes, because this has not happened in World of Warcraft before. The story has been inconsequential. Like,
it's been very secondary.
It's just like, it's an MMO.
Story in WoW has been amazing.
Okay. Well, that changes everything.
You don't have to dungeon, and you don't have to raid to get the main story, which is why I struggled so much with... You know, all the previous expansions and vanilla and everything else and everything being changed in Cataclysm and me coming after Cataclysm is, like, for the longest time until I read the freaking book, I didn't even know that somebody else was head of the Tauren before Bane. Like, which is crazy.
There's another Tauren, right?
Huh?
Who was it?
I didn't either, to be honest.
Yeah, it was Cairn.
Cairn.
Thunderhoof, Blunderbluff? No, that's not it.
So
didn't
close.
They name Blunderbluff after him? That's a city, right?
That's
Blunderbluff.
I know. Keep going.
Yeah, but I agree. Yeah, I agree with Jocelyn. I've been playing for 10 years, and one of the sad parts about it is you had to raid to experience all the story. And so far, in Warlords of Draenor, it doesn't feel that late or that way. So it's definitely a great change because I felt like I missed out a lot on Mist of Pandaria until we started raiding within the guild.
Yeah, I'll agree with that because I felt when I started raiding with Jocelyn and you, Josh, and the team, that was Mists, and that was the most Mist story I'd experienced. I'm like, man, this is actually really cool. Like, as I'm doing these fights and people in the Mumble channel. No one had mumps, as far as I know. No one plays for the NHL. That's a Canadian joke for you Canadians out there. Seriously, the story that I was getting from the people in chat and from the game was more than I ever got in the story. And I had to blast through the story, which is what I do not want to do with Warlords of Draenor, which means I have to get my butt in gear because I'm sure in February, Blizzard is going to be like, guess what, guys? We ratcheted up the XP gain so you can complete the entire zone in 5 minutes. It's going to be great. Raids. You know, it's like, but really?
Well, and you don't have to move on. I know, for instance, I did the Frostwolf starting area. I went all the way through. I think I was level like 94, almost 95 by the time I finished that because I wanted to do all the quest lines. And then I did the same thing in Terrakar Forest with all of the Arakoa story, which is the bird people. And it's really, really interesting. So by the time I hit Nagrand, I was pretty much, I think I was like level 98 and a half, maybe almost 99. And you're supposed to start Nagrand at like 97 or something. So I was, just don't leave the zone. I skipped a couple of zones entirely, but.
Yeah. See, I personally, this is not like an issue that everybody should have, but for me, it's like if I'm not gaining XP or any sort of like solid reward minus like, again, like you, no matter what game you're playing, in order to experience that story, now one could like Google great quest lines in the area and only do those ones, but that might be a little spoilery. It's the same issue with Dragon Age. Like, I'm leaving large chunks of content behind because Blizzard or BioWare or whatever, they're saying, well, if you're going to play through multiple times, it's good to have large chunks of content you can't complete in your first playthrough. And I feel like, well, I could blast, like, grind through it, get nothing for it besides the satisfaction of finishing it in the story. Or I could wait for a second playthrough and then get everything. The story, the satisfaction of completing it now, and also the gear and the XP, you know? Yeah. So that's my issue. I'm not saying everybody has that issue, but that's what I run into when you know. I don't mind leaving zones behind. I don't like it when, we've talked about this before, but I don't like it when Blizzard like ratchets up the XP. Mm-hmm. And I'm joking, that won't happen until this time next year probably. You know.
I'm trying to remember when it was in Mists.
I think it was literally a year after the expansion. Like once the final raid was
a year and a half.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
It's then they did more just before Warlord's release because who was it? Nicole was talking about the fact that she'd run through it and it basically she went from 85 to 90 in about a zone.
Yeah.
Oh geez.
So, and see that's what I did. Fast. I just ran a couple dungeons and Bob, your uncle, your level, whatever you need to be to
that's
get
that's true, race. Yeah. We ran around. I think you were level 87 when we started, and we ran around for one night and got you to 90.
Well, no, I was like, I think that was the, funny enough, that was probably the one evening that Garrett was talking about where we played WoW together.
Yeah.
And to my defense, I had played WoW again, just not with Garrett, unfortunately.
Just not with anyone.
No, I played with Jocelyn. We raided, and hopefully Garrett will be able to join us in the next year, in the new year. But anyways, I jumped in, did some quests, and by the time we were going to get together, it's like, yeah, I'm 89, and I was questing, and Jocelyn's like, well, come over, and we'll hang, and we'll do some quests. And she got there, and I'm like, ding. It's like, oh, well, I'm level 90 now, guys. It's like, sweet, let's go to Timeless Isle. It's like, what's that? And then we ran around finding chests for 3 hours. It was great. So if anyone wants to help me find chests, whatever the equivalent is in Warlords of Draenor.
Well, actually, they pretty much chests. Timeless Isled Warlords. So
oh, really?
There's chests and stuff all over the place and rare mobs. And you're really encouraged to explore and find things. Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Cool.
That's something I don't like about the rare mobs in WoD is that you only get to loot them once. Cool. And each one has a specific piece that it drops.
Yes.
So you loot something, you kill the mob, and you get something you just can't use.
Yes.
Because I'm a hunter, and I can't use intellect stuff. I mean, I can, but it doesn't do me any good.
Exactly. For me, it seems like everyone is dropping shields. And I'm like, okay, I don't need a shield.
I can't get a shield. I keep getting leather pants.
Maybe Warlord is trying to tell you something.
Something, yeah.
I hear those chafe if you're not geared for leather. So sorry, Leo's just joined the call. It sounds like he's having some mic difficulties, but
okay. I was gonna say construction? Somebody got a jackhammer next to them?
Maybe. But I will say that whenever we discuss Warcraft, it does trigger this, you know, gamer emotion that I have, is what I like to call it, because it does hold a special place in my gaming heart, right? Like it's my only and first MMO, and it was the first MMO that I played with friends way back in university. We had a blast doing everything in the game, whether it was PvP, dungeons, raids, whatever. And you know, it's strictly the game. Whenever I hear people talk about it, I'm like, yeah, I fucking love World of Warcraft. Let's play World of Warcraft. You know, that's why I still subscribe to the Instance. I don't play regularly, but I listen to that show as my get hype mix. You know, like what's that song that Barney listens to in How I Met Your Mother? Like Shot Through the Heart, like Bon Jovi, except it's Scott Johnson and the rest of the crew.
Scott Johnson's hype mix.
Yeah, it's not Bon Jovi, but he's close. And
to each their own.
Well, I don't listen to Bon Jovi, if that helps.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to walk away from Warcraft just because I am one of those all 10-year player types. Yeah. And it's definitely a game that encouraged me to write fiction stories, which I really, really enjoy.
Cool. So, very cool.
Yes, so it's got a very, very personal spot in my heart. So yeah. I'm proud to be a 10-year vet. I don't like looking at how much that adds up to for $15 a month.
Oh, don't do that. I've been on and off for 10 years, and I still don't want to calculate how much money I've put into that game.
I suppose the bad / maybe good news is I think Smite's going to be giving WoW a run for their money.
Oh,
yeah, I've put too much money into both of them.
Wow, Smite has the same effect. Like when it comes to game night, like Joss and I will sort of deliberate on what should we play for game night, and it's like, well, here's what the patrons have sort of talked about. Here's the games we actually own. And then, like, Smite? Because someone always suggests Smite. So we're never technically going against what the patrons are suggesting. And
what you talking about?
Hey, you go back, look at every activity in there, someone has mentioned Smite. And I just think that it's a similar effect. Like, Smite, again, is probably one of my first free-to-play games, my first MOBA that I've actually gotten into. And again, it'll always hold a special place in my gaming heart, just like Nintendo. Like, it's all in there. It all fits. You know, it's not crowded. There's always room for more, but I don't think...
Like the Grinch at the end when his heart grows.
Yeah, except it didn't...
Breaks the thing.
It didn't break. It's an ever-expanding gaming heart. Plus, I don't rhyme very well, so that doesn't help. But...
Was there an ooh? I think, did somebody have a...
The ever-expanding gaming heart just doesn't... That's... No.
Oh. I thought you were like, ooh, like, I have a point. I want to say something.
Well, I think it's...
You were just like, ooh, Ryan, get your heart out of my face.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. You don't really want it to, like...
Keep your internal organs internal, please.
Yeah, well, no, it stays... It doesn't showcase... Well, maybe if you read Twitter or, you know, like... It's like, oh, I can, Ryan, your gaming heart is showing because I can see that you're talking about Super Smash Brothers again. See, this is really weird. Let's move on. I don't know. I think Smite is a really great game. I think WoW is a really great game. Warlords of Draenor is, I have a feeling there's going to be a conversation as to whether you can name an expansion a game of the year. I think you can. There's no problem with that.
I think you can for this one.
I think in this day and age, I think you can, because...
I don't think there's ever been an argument that you couldn't. I mean, if you're trying to argue that The Dark Below for Destiny is your game of the year, we got another thing coming. But, you know, that's not an expansion. That's DLC. There's a difference. But I think Warlords of Draenor is a complete game. If it came out on its own as a new MMO, you could make the argument that, like, that's a full game.
I think if people are allowed to call... the game that we cannot mention a mobile game, then we should be allowed to call an expansion a standalone.
Yeah. I mean, if I always found that game companies like to segment game categories in order to give games that deserve a Game of the Year award but can't compete against AAA titles. Like when you compare, let's say, Dragon Age to Hearthstone to Shadows of Mordor, and you say which one's the game of the year, it becomes a really tough conversation. But it becomes really easy when you're like, okay, if we move Hearthstone over to mobile game of the year, then we don't even have to have the conversation as to whether we can compare it to Shadow of Mordor or Dragon Age.
Dragon Age.
You know?
Right, and then you have the other issue of Hearthstone has been out longer than a year. You know, in the sense
of it was in beta and not everybody had access.
That's true. Yeah. I would argue Hearthstone is this year.
It wasn't an open beta until this year, and then it actually launched in April.
So are we saying that, like, is it a technicality? Like if Jocelyn says, like, game of the year is Hearthstone, like that would not be a problem. That'd be fine.
No, I think what I mean is, like, a game like Warcraft, like WoW is, sure, you can call Warlords the game of the year in and of itself because it is that good, but I think you look at the whole WoW thing, you know, and that's been going on for so long, and Hearthstone will be the same way. It's been going on so long that no matter what they do with the next expansion, it may not, you know, people may look at it and go, well, that can't be game of the year. It's been out for forever.
Well, you know? And I think that might be a perception thing, because some people might say, well, Heroes of the Storm can't be your game of the year because it's been out for 2 years by the time it gets actually released. But that's not the case. It's the full main release. I mean, but when you look at Hearthstone and then you look at Warlords of Draenor, like, I think somebody who's been playing those two games a hell of a lot and really freaking enjoys them has a really tough decision to make in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, and I mean, we've talked about that before too, in terms of kind of bias towards titles that come out at the end of the year. Like, Hearthstone has been out since April, and it feels like, especially because they had an open beta before that, it feels like it wasn't even released this year. And there's definitely that bias towards the stuff that gets released in, you know, November and December, as well as the fact that that's usually the release date of all these really big AAA titles because they want to get in right before Black Friday and Christmas. So I do think there's a bias towards later releases, but I mean, it's hard to discount stuff like Hearthstone that's so huge and such a time and money sink for so many people. It's kick-ass fun, and it has 20 million people playing. Like, how can you not consider that for full-on game of the year? Like, what other game can boast 20 million people playing?
Yeah, and I don't think...
Other than League. We're not talking about League.
I was about to say, well, technically.
I think we do a disservice.
Actually.
Oh, no. I think we do...
I don't have my glasses anymore. I can't do that.
I think Hearthstone, we do it a disservice by solely using the argument of numbers on its side. I think it stands alone for somebody's game of the year choice because it is a solid, really well-made game that has been well-supported this year, better than... I mean, look at Destiny. A $500 million game has had very, 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 very subpar support when you compare it to what Hearthstone's seen. Hearthstone launched as a solid product and has been seeing epic content through single-player content and, what was it, 200-300 cards, you know?
No, the first time we had about 400 cards, and now we just got another 120 with Goblins versus Gnomes.
Yeah, so... I think saying, like, it's 20 million players, like, that's a solid number, but I think it stands alone on its merits of just being a hell of a game.
Well, and I think the other thing that's so great about Hearthstone is how small the team is and how much they interact with the community. Like, you can talk to, you know, Yang Wu, who's the producer. You can talk to Ben Brode, who is the senior game designer, you know, like, you have actual access through, you know, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, to these people. Mm. And, like, I mean, when Goblins versus Gnomes, when all those cards got announced, Ben Brode spent, like, I don't even know, probably 16 hours on Twitter, like, answering every single mention. I was just like, dude, you're making my eyes bleed just trying to keep up with this feed right now. Like,
right.
How are you doing this? So there's just that whole other level of access that you don't really get with any other, you know, AAA titles, I guess we'll call them, but...
Well, you're right, like...
Hearthstone is just so great on so many levels.
Yeah. No, it's another one of those pick-up
Not that
play.
I'm giving away my pick for Game of the Year, by the
no,
way.
No, we're just having a conversation.
You'll have to tune in 2 weeks from now, because you never know.
You never know.
Crazy. Yeah.
She could blast through Shadow of Mordor, which is a fantastic game, I hear, and I can't wait to give it a shot. But, again, that just goes back to the main reason we started Gamers In, it's an opportunity for Jocelyn and I to talk about the games that we're enjoying. Simple as that. And if it happens to be Hearthstone, happens to be World of Warcraft, happens to be some Nintendo title, Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker. I just like saying that. I've never talked about it on the show.
I am every week, and I think it's just trying to see how fast you can possibly say it.
I know, Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker. Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker. Which is a fantastic game, but it doesn't matter whether it's AAA or it's hot right now or it's some little indie title that no one's heard about, but just is a lot of fun and you specifically enjoy it. And I'm sure like the people we have on this call right now, like Night Vale, like what are you playing right now besides WoW that is not like super out there? Like there's got to be some game that you're playing. Like I described Papers, Please, which is just on paper sounds terrible.
Honestly, I've been playing WoW and I've been playing The Sims 4. It's the only other game I've had time to play in the last month.
Really? Oh, how's Sims 4?
You know, it's not bad. It's not great.
Okay, good, because when you said you'd been playing it, I was like, well, wait, really? Because I played that for like 2 days and then went, screw this, because they took away all the features. Mm. I was like, oh my god, he's still playing that?
They brought some of them back. You have swimming pools now.
What?
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, like this is what I'm talking about. Like swimming pools were like not even just Sims 3. Like swimming pools have been in The Sims since The Sims became Sims a 1. Thing. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. And that's the reason you stopped playing? There's no swimming pool?
I couldn't drown my Sims in the swimming pool anymore. So I was like, how am I supposed to make a graveyard if I can't drown my Sims?
What? Everybody knows you kill your Sims by locking them in the bathroom and taking the toilet out. Come on.
Jeez. And then they piss themselves to death.
Yeah, you guys are doing it the hard way. You know, you have to put the toilet in there in order for the tutorial to complete. And you just, it's brain dead. It's simple.
Mr. Torture Dungeon over here.
The problem I have...
Oh, I have the best Sim story. I think I've told it before, though.
You have.
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell it.
No, I'm not going to tell it. I
think, have to go dig.
No, well, I think it's basically it boils down to my brother and I, my youngest brother and I were playing on the same computer and we'd like swap out. And I think like I killed him in an oven fire and then seduced his wife. And he's like, I'm never playing video games with you again. And he has he's lived up to that sentiment 15 years later. So, yeah. Anyways, continue.
The problem that I have with The Sims 4 is a problem that I kind of had with The Sims 3. I like to build lots. I like to build the houses. That's a lot of what I do in the game. And with The Sims and The Sims 2, you had a lot of freedom to put your lot where you wanted it, turn it the way you wanted it to be, build it up as big as you wanted it, or as expansive as you wanted it. And in The Sims 3, they kind of limited the way that you could lay the lots down. You had specific places you could put them. And now in this game, you're limited to, I think, in either of the two places that you can play in, the two worlds you can play in, I think you have two or three spaces you can put them in, and neither of them are very large. Mm-hmm. So they've limited your ability to actually build what you want to build, unless you destroy one of the houses that are already there, which have Sims in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So they've taken away a fair chunk of the kind of gameplay that I like in the game.
The creative side of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Hmm. Yeah, I did notice that when I was playing Sims 4, that my house could not get very big. It was a little sad. I feel like I had to take over the goth household.
Mm-hmm. Right,
in
exactly.
order to get a lot that's big enough for me to actually say, what can I create? Or even install a swimming pool. That's why they took them out.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of space in the smaller houses and the smaller lots. Once you lay a decent-sized house down, you don't have a lot of yard space left over.
Mm-hmm. Just got to build up.
Yeah. So I think we have... Leo, do we have you now? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm not sure how good my mic is at the moment. I turned it down quite a bit.
Oh, you sound great.
Your mic sounds perfect.
Much better. Awesome.
No more jackhammers. Yes.
Well, that was on my laptop.
Perfect.
So how you doing, man?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Kind of been playing a little bit of WoW, a little bit of Destiny, stuff like that.
Uh-oh. I was shit-talking Destiny before.
I know. I kept my mouth quiet.
No, but this is good. Because
I want to hear.
You know, you're still playing Destiny. So what is it about Destiny that has kept you in, that has brought you back?
I actually got into Destiny a little bit late to be completely honest. I bought PS4 and Destiny because I could actually play with my cousin.
Oh. I think I've actually... Is Destiny the one that has, like, the white PlayStation bundle?
Yes.
Yes, it does. That's actually the bundle I got.
Oh, man, I'm
I keep looking
jealous.
At that going, ooh, that white, that's kind of sharp. I like that.
It is. It is, actually. And it's actually I've actually, now that I have a PS4, I have a, Blu-ray disc?
Yes.
Yes.
I've so never excited. Had those before. I think I might get wooed by a console this Boxing Day. We'll have to see.
I think, oh, geez. You actually got the trifecta going here. You got the Wii U, you got the PS4, you got the Xbox One.
I know.
Which will you decide
Wii U
on?
As well.
Oh, see, yeah, Leo knows where it's at.
And, you know, it's so funny because I'm slowly but surely getting swayed towards the Wii U just because of all the games that are being offered now. So for so long, the Wii U, I was just like, no, this is dumb. Like, there's nothing to play. It's got a stupid freaking tablet, but it's this thick. So...
You know... I thought that too when I first saw it, but the tablet's not that bad. Maybe it's because I have big hands.
Here comes the knowledge.
No, okay. And you know what? I like big controllers because I have massive hands as well. That's why I always liked the Xbox versus the PlayStation controller because my fingers are just so long.
The Duke?
That it just felt so weird playing on the PlayStation controller because the buttons weren't where they were supposed to be.
The loaf of bread with two thumbsticks? Speaking of iron bread.
That game. That game. Oh,
that game, right?
I just posted a video of James and I playing split screen, and there's some fantastic moments, I gotta say, in the first in that 45-minute video of Iron Bread. You'd think being bread would be boring, but that game makes it quite interesting.
I never played the game.
That game plus an Englishman.
Yeah, James certainly brings the best out of anything when he speaks the British talk. You know, he was talking about pans or something. I can't remember. There was a specific thing he said. But no, that game's a lot of fun. But no, I think if you're looking at what Iron Bread,
yeah,
oh yeah, no, it's a lot of fun.
I watched what's his name, Markiplier, there on YouTube playing. He just lost his mind.
It's very easy to lose your mind in that game.
I had fun watching. Ryan and James.
Yeah, because at one point, I can't remember if it was James or if it was Ryan saying, okay, we've now been playing as Bread for a full hour, and I'm like, I've been watching you play as Bread for a full hour.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I just posted in the chat if people want to check it out. It's an interesting game, early access, but I want to go back to Destiny because I don't think I took the cheap shot there with the DLC, and I think I have the same issue with Destiny that I have with most MMOs, where I enjoy the gameplay, I enjoy the story that I'm getting, I enjoy the progression, at least in the leveling sense. I don't enjoy grinding in video games. I just don't.
I don't know. It depends on the grinding for me completely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can play World of Warcraft, which has a little bit of grinding in it, especially when it comes to me and my bloody luck. I've played Monster Hunter, which is all grinding pretty much for like gear, weapons. Sometimes you have like a 2% chance to get something, and you just have that one time. Oh, God.
Yeah, no, but that's the thing with Destiny. Like, are you enjoying the combat, and that's what keeps you coming back? Like, have you purchased the DLC?
Yes, I do have the DLC, actually, because unfortunately, there is a bunch of... If you don't have some of the DLC, some of the content might be locked out for you, unfortunately. I think the game could be really good, but I think Bungie might be going about this a little bit wrong in some bits and pieces.
I the game is beautiful. Like, if you're looking for a game to show off your PS4 or your Xbox One, Destiny is a fantastic pick. The only other thing you might want to look at is maybe the Second Son on PS4. That game looks fantastic.
I heard that game looks really beautiful with like all the lighting effects and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's very good looking. But with Destiny, I find that it just doesn't. The unfortunate thing is Bungie kind of put themselves into this hole where it's like, we're going to make AAA story-based, linear, campaign-type content. And then there's going to be a separate multiplayer aspect. And then what they did with Destiny is like, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to make World of Warcraft with a tenth of the story.
Oh, God, don't even put that in there.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
The amount of story that's in the actual game, though, there's a bunch of holes in the story.
Yeah. Destiny 2 is going to be fantastic. There's going to be like 6 books leading up to it that explains everything that we need to know. And, Destiny 2, I'm telling you right now, is going to be amazing. But Destiny is kind of like a proof of concept that's going to cost you $120, you know? But don't get me wrong, you can have fun with it. And I have had fun with it, and I might go back to it during my great holiday gaming session if I can somehow maybe like AFK and walk into a wall in World of Warcraft and you know, convince Jocelyn, no, I'm leveling, I'm in there right now. You just have like one of those water birds that comes down like this typing. You know?
My PC and my PS4 are in the same room, so it's like it's staring at me.
See, you can fake level and play Destiny at the same time. See,
I don't need to fake leveling. I was level 100 there like second day in.
Well, Leo, crazy. You don't need to rub it in.
I'm crazy.
Well, you're not crazy. You're just better at games than I am, I guess.
No, trust me. I blame my cousin, the same one that I got Destiny for.
Yeah, he's does this cousin actually exist? Because I'm thinking you're just using him as a scapegoat.
No, he is. I have known him since. Of course, I've known him. But he's the one that got me into Warcraft 3, World of Warcraft, Destiny, Borderlands. Oh my god, I hate him for that. I spent way too much time on Borderlands.
Yeah, well, I've spent way too much money and not enough time on Borderlands.
I was going to say, which Borderlands is it?
Speaking of time, congratulations on 3 years, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, when did you... I can't remember, Leo. When did you start listening to the show? You're one of the early guys, aren't you?
I think it was year one, maybe.
I was going to say, I definitely remember Leo in our very first Extra Life. So that would have been...
I'm not going to say the word...
Oh, what? GIS Gamers Down? Don't worry, she's grown accustomed to it.
That is probably my favorite like meme that has come out of Gamers In is GIS Gamers Down. Like, it hasn't died. Every time we stream, it comes up somehow, and I'm just like, yeah, well, you know.
I stopped bringing it up.
Yeah.
It was funny.
It was one time, like, to Jocelyn's defense, it was one time we hadn't played Mass Effect 3 multiplayer in months. She had forgotten to level up her character, so we were all level 20. The game had scaled to that level.
Oh my god.
And she kept going down.
No talents and no skills.
Yeah. She had plenty of talent, just her character didn't have any, like, powers or whatever. Like, so she kept dying.
No health, no shields.
Yeah, GIS Gamers Down. GIS Gamers Down.
It was like, literally, I would just respawn and I'd get, like, one shot by, like, the little...
One shot right in the head.
Grunts, yeah.
It's in the great highlight video that you put together, Jocelyn, for Extra Life 2012. It's out there and easy to find, so you guys should definitely watch it. There's no highlight video for 2013 or 2014. You're just going to have to comb through like the 12 hours of video we have up there.
See, okay, if you guys like the highlight video, this is the perfect time to tell you. You should send me suggestions because when we do a 24-hour stream, there are so many things that happen that I can look back and be like, okay, I know something really funny happened. I remember this cool moment, but I can't quite pinpoint it. So if you guys have moments that you want like highlighted, whatever your highlight was of the 2013 or 2014 Extra Life streams, I have no problem putting it together. I just don't want to sift through 24 hours of material. So if you can remember and you can say, oh, I loved... Yeah, even if you say Cards Against Humanity, I can be like, okay, that narrows it down to 2 hours. Yeah. I can pull from that, but...
The entire time we played Cards Against Humanity.
What about Smite? That's
the highlight.
And, you know,
I need to get myself a copy of that.
Mm. Yeah. We have so much fun doing Extra Life, and only once a year, though. I don't know if I could do... It's funny, like, sometimes we do accidentally stay up for longer than 24 hours, but we don't normally play games for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Unless it's Extra Life.
For me, I find, although I absolutely love doing Extra Life, it's really, really great. It's for a fantastic cause. Gaming and being on all the time is really, really, really difficult. If I was just sitting on my couch and eating pizza and drinking beer, I could probably just marathon Mass Effect and 24 hours asleep. Would be a cakewalk.
Oh, yeah. It's like, learning the politics of the Citadel.
Okay, maybe Mass Effect is a bad idea. Even well, if no, I was just like, sitting here
not,
and...
Not that. I just can't stay up for 24 hours, I don't think. Caffeine does not work on me.
Oh, I see. But yeah, even just like sitting here, even playing Smite, you know, I have proven time and time again that I just cannot sleep when there is Smite happening. So I think I could definitely do that. But being on camera, on point, on stream for 24 hours is exhausting. And I'm sure my neighbors hate it every single year when I do Extra Life because it's just like... full-blown, full-volume Jocelyn for 24 hours.
Well,
I hope you don't have children.
Ashley literally leaves the house. You know, like, Ashley's gone. Zoe left this year. Like, my old dog wouldn't even stay. Although that would have probably been more annoying for me.
That would have been very annoying.
Because Zoe's great, but sometimes she needs attention. And she'll sleep for, I swear, 12 hours out of the day. But that is just
I feel
like,
your pain, man.
Yeah.
I feel your pain.
Dogs, am I right? So is there anything else that you guys want to hear? Siri, screw off. Is there anything else you guys want to say, or is there somebody in the chat room who wants to jump in? Like,
I was going to say, yeah, we should probably cycle people through here. I think there were a couple of people saying that they wanted to jump in.
Yeah, I think Jimmy the Shovel. Jimmy, no. Call in, Jimmy.
No, Jimmy, no. Oh. But we mean yes, Jimmy, yes.
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy the Shovel. Another new listener, I think, that came through the TAC train.
Everybody on the TAC train.
Dear God, I still can't believe it's been 3 years.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, we started talking, like, October, before Skyward Sword came out.
Mm-hmm.
About.
I remember that episode.
Yeah. We all do. Especially Nintendo.
Yep.
I see the issues that Skyward Sword had, but I really did enjoy that game. Mainly because I knew I wasn't going to get another Zelda game for like 3 or 4 years, so you kind of have to take them when you get them.
I will say that that's the good thing about Nintendo. When they do come, like for a while there, they were the only companies that weren't doing patches for video games.
Oh, there was that Save Corrupt, right?
Oh, for what was it? For Pokemon?
No, for Skyward Sword. My friend,
there was?
Yeah, my friend texted me. He's like, dude, there's a point where Nintendo allows you to choose like one of three dungeons. Don't choose the second one first. You know, and it was like, if you did, it corrupted your save and you had to send an SD card to Nintendo and they would patch it and then send it back to you. It was pretty awful. Luckily, it never happened to me. But yeah, it's that game has its flaws, and I'm glad Nintendo's kind of looked at it and said, okay, let's not do another one of those. Let's give them the game worth waiting for.
We should probably start doing a little bit of patching here and there. Because, like, as I said, like, for a while there, they were not doing patching and stuff like that through their consoles, like every other company did through, like, DLC and stuff like that. They had a game finished day one that was released.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta give them credit for that.
Nintendo's... Ryan and I are both typing the same thing into chat at the same time.
Yeah, well, synergy. That's how you know it's been 3 years. We can read each other's minds.
Like the same.
Yeah.
With the eggnog.
Eggnog. Huh? Except, I swear, I'm just goofy for the weekend. This was a virgin eggnog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I have no hard liquor
rum
in the house.
I'm going to be fully, completely open about that. There is rum in my eggnog.
Ooh, what kind?
Appleton's, I think. I don't normally drink rum, so I just went, this looks good.
Mm.
The label says alcohol.
The label says rum. That's good, huh? Rum.
This
sounds.
Is rum, and there's a percentage. Wrong. So it's wet. That's all I need.
Yes. I could go for some of that right about now.
I could actually go for some rum. That sounds delicious.
It's almost done. I'm so sad. I need to go refill soon.
Gonna get more rum. Sangria? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Blood wine.
Blood wine. I don't have any fancy drinks. I have beer in the fridge, and that's it. Maybe a couple of...
I just have tea.
Yeah, tea's good, too. Tea's good, too. what was I going to say before we started talking about accusing me of having something in my eggnog? Yeah.
We all have something in our eggnog.
We all... you know, eggnog. It took me forever to find eggnog. You know, like, it was sold out at a bunch of places. Like, usually they have, like, fridges full of it at the store, but eventually did track it down, or my wife did. But yeah, Skyward Sword was an interesting title. That was one of the first games we talked about on the Gamers Inn. Skyrim was a big one. I think that was the first game.
Skyrim was huge.
Yeah, that we agreed on.
Oh my god, I remember when Jocelyn picked that up.
Yeah.
Oh man, so I still have 4 outstanding achievements from the very first Skyrim, because something was bugged with one of them. It was one of the what are they called? The evil guys.
Dark Brotherhood?
No, not the Dark Brotherhood.
That's the only one I know.
But like the Daedric princes, people. You know how you have to get all 9 of the items? One of my items is bugged, so I don't have that. Or one of my quests was bugged. It's probably patched now, actually. I should go back.
I never did that. I kind of just fooled around in that game, did whatever I did. If I got achievements for it, good.
Yeah, I did the critical path in Skyrim, kind of. Like, I did what I thought was interesting for my character. Like, I did the Thieves Guild. I did, I think I did the Bards.
Dark Brotherhood?
No, I didn't do the Dark Brotherhood, because my character was quote-unquote good. But
you could assassin.
I was already kill
the assholes in the world.
Well, I was already a good. I was a thieves guild. I was like Robin Hood. I even had the goatee. I don't know what it is. I can't grow facial hair in real life. So every time I create a character, I give him facial hair. I'm like, I want facial hair. Like my Inquisitor, badass goatee. I stand by my remarks that Dragon Age has a much better story than Skyrim. Except Skyrim had more dragons, although the dragons in Dragon Age Inquisition feel more alive.
Those things are a beast.
Yeah, and the way you...
Yeah, I ran into the level...
You do so! You just haven't played this game. If you play it, you might actually agree with me.
No, never.
Well,
Skyrim for life!
There's the old Jocelyn.
Yeah.
Hashtag worth.
I stand by my belief that this 3-year-old game is the best ever and nothing can beat it, and I'm not gonna try it because that would prove me wrong. Dragon Age is fantastic. You gotta play it.
I'm gonna have to step back from the microphone because I think there's gonna be blood on the walls
here. I'm just kidding.
Ryan, after this, run.
Well, actually, that is unfortunate. Weren't we gonna meet up next week?
I know where you live, and I will be in Toronto
That's true. Hey, all, you're probably wondering why it's ending so abruptly. That's because we had to split our 3-year anniversary special into 2 chunks. We actually recorded for almost 3 hours, so you can look forward to the later half going live on December 26th. If you're celebrating Christmas, have a Merry Christmas, and you can look forward to more Gamers Inn after the holidays. So have a great time, play some video games, and we'll see you on the other side.